Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Yet one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply.
Livestock futures were lower for the second day here. June live cattle down the limit, down $3 and closed at $124.50. Still about $2 off and above their moving average. The other months, August down the limit, but then August and Feb were only down about $2.40 to $2.50. Feeder cattle, August were down $3.82 at $146.12. So a disappointing day there across the board. The August did not go back to the two previous lows, so some people are calling this a triple bottom. Back on May 11th, it went as low as 144.65, and then on May 30th, the low was 145.22. Of course, today's low of 145.55 is a little bit above that, and it's held it so far, so there is some talk maybe of a triple bottom there for the feeder cattle. The box beef at midday was higher again, up 51 on choice, 251.70. Select a little bit higher as well. Feeder cattle index yesterday was a touch higher. It was up 6 cents, 154.21. And China has shored up their policy on what they're going to take out of American beef. It looks like there's going to be a limited export to China at this point, given all the different rules and regulations they have. And then India and their ban on the beef sale is impacting not only beef market, but leather markets. And so both of those things are pretty big in terms of the world picture for beef demand.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were generally weak today. We did come back just a little bit. In the soybeans, they were about unchanged here. November beans were up a quarter of a cent, 939 and a quarter. Wheat, Kansas City was up about a half to 1 cent after being stronger early. And Chicago wheat ended up being down about a penny and a half to 2 cents, and corn down 3 to 3.5 cents. Weather forecast generally for the Midwest for the next 7 days are pretty good. Further out than that, it does get a little bit drier, but it looks like we're going to get some rain there. The drought monitor didn't show any real concern at this point, other than in the Dakotas, which have received rain since last Thursday's drought monitor. Hedge funds, of course, still short across the board. And then here late in the day, we had the FOMC meeting where the Federal Reserve raised their target interest rate up 25 basis points. So interest rates going up typically means maybe economic headwinds here, but we'll see. They're anticipating maybe one or two more this year in terms of Fed interest rates. And then tomorrow, NOPA May crush report will give us a picture of the soybean demand. Expectations for tomorrow's NOPA report are 143.2 million bushels, about 10 million lower than last year, and about 4 million bushels larger than where we were last month. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.